Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Huh?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 8, and today we are ranking the best fast food desserts that are out there. So I'm Chris alongside Caleb, and Caleb, I know, you're kind of a sweets guy. I mean, I'm not a huge sweets guy, but there are some desserts at fast food restaurants that are good. There are some that I could, you know, just forget about. How do you feel on this?
I enjoy good ice cream. I don't know, like, I used to be all about sugary candy that, you know, like Jolly Ranchers and stuff, and I never really liked chocolate and ice cream as much. And I've, like, completely flipped where, like, I'm probably chocolate first, then ice cream, and then I don't eat, like, sugary candy really at all.
Yeah, I'm not a big, like, sour guy. I've never liked Warheads or, like, Sour Patch Kids or just
– I got in trouble in, like, fourth grade for seeing how many lemon Warheads I can eat at once, and the answer was 7.
Yeah, and how did you?
I got Warheads banned from lunch because of that.
How did you come to 7 Warheads?
I think I only had 7.
Dude,
but I was like, you know, I got all the sour parts off. Like, you know how like the outside had a coating?
Yeah.
I like got all that off, and then I was like, I didn't swallow or like chew the rest because I was like, so you guys, it's all, you know, it's good.
Yeah, I remember trying one for the first time. It was like, oh, it was intense. And I think that's probably what turned me off from like all sour things. It's just, I'm not a fan of being uncomfortable if I'm going to eat something. Like, I like hot food, but that's sour and hot are totally different things.
Like, all of the sour candy, they put alum in, which it's like, it basically makes you pucker. Like, it's like made to do that. So that's why it's not just because it's like, oh, this is sour. Like, you eat a lemon, you don't really do that as much as you do for like a sour candy that they put alum.
Yeah, and it always feels like my teeth are going to just fall right out after I
eat
anything sour.
That too. I had a lot of cavities as a kid, so probably explains it.
Yeah. Chocolate is something that I don't mind. I mean, I don't know. I've never really been huge into sweets. Like, I like cookies and cake, but in moderation, I guess. I don't know. Brownies. My wife would probably argue that that's not the case, but I feel like that is the case. So real quick before we start food news, I just want to thank some of our supporters, Nate Bobick and Brenton Temple. They're our monthly contributors to the podcast, and we just like to thank them for their help and their contributions to the podcast. You know, them contributing helps keep the podcast going for, you know, new equipment and editing
software.
It keeps
keeps us being able to turn the lights on.
Yeah. I mean, it really, whatever they donate, we put back into the podcast. When it comes to editing software and Photoshop and stuff like that for social media and stuff. So thanks, guys. And if you are interested in becoming a supporter, check out our anchor page. And there's a link there that kind of prompts you into what you want to donate. We don't really have a specific amount that we ask. Whatever you can donate, that's great. We're coming up with some ideas as to, you know, the incentive to donate towards the podcast, you know, like releasing the show maybe early. We're thinking about doing some other item giveaways, you know, stuff like that. So more to come on that front. But what is about to come right now is the food news, and I'm kind of excited for this one because, you know, a lot has happened in the world of fast food. So hit us with the food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
So McDonald's finally bringing back the McRib.
Oh, McRib. Anytime you bring up the McRib, everybody is like losing their mind over it.
So a lot of people out there might be listening to the podcast saying, Caleb, Chris, the McRib came back in my area 2 years ago. McRib came back in my area a year ago, whatever it was. So what McDonald's would do is they would bring it back in specific areas at a given time. But this is the first time in a long time that McDonald's is bringing it back nationwide. So everywhere across the United States. First time in nearly a decade that they've done this. It's going to be available at all 14,400 U.S. McDonald's starting December 2nd.
So I have to be honest, I've never had a McRib. I know. I'm not a huge McDonald's guy. You know, I like certain things off the McDonald's menu. I prefer the breakfast more than I think the lunch and dinner menu. I mean, how is it? I'm assuming you've had it. I know from what I've heard from others, everybody seems to like it. It's a novelty item. I think it's kind of those items like, you know, since you can't have it, people want it. But once you have it, you know, then you're going to kind of forget about it. Kind of like when Yingling, the beer, wasn't in Ohio. Exactly. And it was just in Pennsylvania. So, like, you were all about it. And then once it came to Ohio, you're like, eh, screw it. And, like, honestly, dude, I don't drink Yingling anymore because now I can get it. And back then, I would always drink it because I could never get it.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. And I think everybody that gets one on December 2nd is going to remember, like, the McRib is just – it's just all right. And I've been doing a little research on the McRib, and, like, the barbecue sauce that's on it has changed over the years. So, like, what you remember as the McRib mostly is just the fact that it's bread McRib, like onions and pickles with the barbecue sauce. But, like, it hasn't really stayed consistent when they've brought it out. So I'm kind of anxious to see the rendition that we get this year.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it just – I know just from watching videos and reading about it, it's not really even, like, a rib, right? It's just –
well,
it's formed.
Did you expect it to be?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's McDonald's. So, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, it's just formed in the shape of what a rib would look like, right?
And the thing is it has, like, the humps or, like, grill mark kind of deal. Okay. You know? Like, obviously, they didn't grill it and then send it to McDonald's to finish it, you know?
Yeah, it's got, like, the grill mark dye and everything on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still say that, you know, people get fired up over it. A lot of folks, you know, a lot of places like, you know, your Chipotle's and other places have done been doing pretty well during COVID. McDonald's, we talked about maybe a couple episodes ago how well they've been doing during COVID because a lot of folks are just ordering out and going through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to see during this how many people do get it, if it's more or worse of a hype than years past.
All right, next on the list.
Yeah, so next up, White Castle. I know you enjoy some White Castle. I do myself.
Yes,
based
sir.
Based out of Columbus, Ohio. I don't know if you've been down there recently, but they just built a completely new headquarters. It used to be in an older, like, 60s-looking, you know, white building, and they've completely done – and I think they might have, like, rental property in it, too. Like, it's a pretty nice setup that they got down there. But basically what White Castle is doing is they're testing they have a pilot program testing a robotic fry cook. And this isn't necessarily completely new idea because, you know, you look back in like the 50s and like people were trying to do everything with robots or like some kind of machine. But this is really trying to alleviate more so folks touching food during the cooking process.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've ever been to White Castle at night, which is usually when you go to White Castle, they usually have like two people working. And one person's like, you know, doing the checkout and the other person's like trying to get all the orders for the people in line. But basically, it's a robotic fry cook. Its name is Flippy.
This has got some like major Jetson vibes going on right now.
It does. And it's just basically an intelligent robot that can tell when, not only how to make the fries, but when the kitchen's going to need to make food so that the consistency or the, basically, it's going to be able to keep everything fresh and, you know, a little bit easier on the people that to alleviate the stress when they're busy.
So if Flippy's working in the kitchen, does that just mean there's one person in the store then instead of
two? So they'll still need somebody to do burgers and other things. This is just for the fries and maybe, I guess, it could be chicken rings, onion rings. I'm not sure about that. As you know, a lot of the stuff that on the White Castle menu outside of the burgers is just fried, you know, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
The fish chips, I can't remember what they're called, but so yeah.
They do.
I don't know. There's no word on when they're going to roll them out to actual stores or if they're going to, but I would anticipate they probably start in the Columbus market since that's where they're based.
I was going to say, they do need to be a little more efficient in the drive-thru, because I can remember when they were up in Cleveland and you'd go late. Oh my gosh, the place would be packed.
It's a while, yeah. If it's not packed, they're like shocked that you came and ordered a Crave case, you know?
Yeah, that's my other thing too. Like, we would order a Crave case in the drive-thru, but I mean, like, if you got it on the menu, you should probably be prepared that someone's going to order that, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I know people in my life that could probably slam an entire Crave case, which is kind of sad. I'm not included in that, luckily, but, you know, some people eat a lot of White Castle.
I've done a few Crave cases in my day, so.
Have you?
More than I should say. How's that?
Like, White Castle is one of the highest of highs and lowest of lows, because every time I would eat White Castle the next day, I feel so bad.
White Castle's that type of food. It's kind of like Little Caesars of, like, burger joints when it comes to fast food. Like, it's so good when it's fresh and warm, but if it starts to heat up and, or, you know, cool down and sit
if
for a little while,
gets hard, or
then the bread gets hard and stuff, and it's just horrible. And, like, the frozen sandwiches that you can get from the store, they're not the same. I'm sorry. My wife tries to argue with me and say they're the same, but, like, they're not.
I'm going to argue with you a little bit, because you cook them in that package and they kind of get moist. And if you happen to get, like, a moist, like, really soft bun one at White Castle, I think they taste pretty close. Closer than most things that you would buy in the store to resemble the thing that is sold at the actual restaurant.
They do have solid crinkle fries, and they got solid chicken rings, too. I'm not going to lie.
The chicken rings are the go-to. Basically, like, if you could get chicken rings instead of french fries, and the french fries are good, like you said, but I would do that every time.
Oh, yeah. It was a sad, sad day when they closed all of them up in the Cleveland area. It's been about 5 years now, so.
I think you might have been the only person that went on their closing date to try and get some last White Castle.
I was not the only person, because there was a line. Yes, there was.
Was there?
Yeah, I remember my dad hitting me up, and he's like, "Hey, you're coming home from work. I know it's White Castle's last day. Let's get one last White Castle." And
so it was like a
closes.
Known thing in the community. Like,
oh yeah, it was on the news. Yeah, it was. Oh, okay. It was a big deal. It was in the news. All White Castles in the Akron, Canton, Cleveland area were closed. And they did. They all closed. And so now, like, I think the closest White Castle is in, like, whatever suburb outside of Columbus. So it's still, like, I'm going to have to make a pretty good drive to get White Castle. I don't think I've had White Castle since, like, I visited you some random time down in Columbus.
I was
going to
say, the one is probably right off of 71, like, I know the exit. It's like before the Tanger outlets.
Yeah, it's that one over there. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, next on the list.
Yeah, so we're getting pretty close here to Thanksgiving. So Arby's introducing new market fresh cranberry deep fried turkey sandwich and wrap. Basically, like I said, we're bringing back the deep fried turkey as part of the market fresh cranberry deep fried turkey sandwich and new market fresh cranberry deep fried turkey wrap. And returning a fan favorite, deep fried turkey club as well. Basically, it's turkey breast, Swiss cheese, pepper, bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayo, cranberry spread, and artisan wrap. So pretty much any turkey item they might have already had, plus cranberry spread, and it's a deep-fried turkey. So I think that's a pretty nice option for folks that are, you know, Thanksgiving's one day a year. You get that one day, and you get leftovers, and then, you know, it just gives people a chance to enjoy some Thanksgiving food a little longer.
They need to incorporate some sort of, like, mashed potatoes in these sandwiches, or gravy, or something, right?
Or
like
stuffing,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you got your turkey, you got your cranberry. That's, I don't know, man. That's so cliche. Like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving, and we're gonna put turkey, obviously, and then we're gonna throw some cranberry in it because that's.
Okay, so Chris, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you like cranberry sauce?
No.
Okay. Same. I mean, I'll eat literally like a little bit on the end of my spoon just to be like, oh, that's cranberry sauce. And I'm always like, oh, that's sweet and like nasty. And why would I want that on my savory food? But I agree. I know people in my life, mainly, my fiance and my mom, they loved still the like canned.
Oh, my dad used to like that stuff too. He'd be the only one to eat it. It would look like jelly, dude.
And you, it does.
You could see like the rib, like the ribbing from the can on the like jelly looking cranberry, and like, and,
the people that love that don't even mash it up; they slice it.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
What do you do? He would, looks like beets.
Yeah, yes. He would do the same thing, and he would always try to get me to eat it. I'm like, Dad, get that away. I don't want it. And I would be like, Mom, who eats this? Well, your father does. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Here's the thing, though, is that those people that love that, they're the only person that eats it. And, yes, I know the can's like, I don't know, 79 cents, whatever. But literally they eat a slice or two and throw the rest away.
Yep. My dad would do the same thing. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's it for the food news, though.
Good memories when it comes to that. All right. So, yeah, food news. There we have it. But the biggest topic for today on the show is fast food desserts. I'm really excited about this one because I think there are a lot of fast food desserts out there that, you know, we take for granted maybe, we don't consider, or some that we think is better than what they really are. So I'm really excited to get your take on this. So this list is not ranked in any sort of order. It's the typical Side of Fries podcast list. We just, whatever came to mind, we put together. So it's not ranked in any sort of order, but we're going to give a letter grade for it. Some of them we'll probably have to give incompletes because some of them, you know, we haven't had or haven't had the chance to have because they're in a region where they're just not accessible to where we live. But yeah, I'm excited to get going. And, you know, the one thing that I want to mention on here is there might be some doubles from certain places. So, you know, there might be, you know, a fast food restaurant on here twice. There's not many, though, but you could probably figure out who that's probably going to be.
And I will say also before we jump into it, it's a pretty star-studded lineup. There might be a couple ones that aren't as mainstream. Well, they're still mainstream, but they're not maybe as popular. It's pretty star-studded, I will say.
Yeah, and then there might be one on there where you're going to be like, oh, that was a gimmick, and or, oh, that was an easy one. But I think Caleb and I have a pretty good argument for this one. So let's just get started here, all right?
All right.
All right, first on the list, probably one of the most famous desserts of all when it comes to fast food, and that is the McDonald's McFlurry. So, Caleb, what's your take on the McDonald's McFlurry? What's your go-to? I guess it's not really a flavor, but I guess
topping.
Yeah.
Topping, but not on the top. Mixture.
Yeah. Mixture, I guess is what you would say.
I mean, I'm 10 times, well, probably 9 times out of 10 Oreo guy.
Same here. I'm going Oreo. Yeah. Once in a while, I'll mix it up and I'll do M&M.
M&M. Yep.
Now, do they still do different, you know, toppings? Because I was on their website recently and the only ones that were on there were M&M and Oreo. I remember there being Heath and Score and, you know, Score bars and stuff like that, but I don't see those toppings anymore. So I'm wondering if they just decided to go M&M and Oreo.
I wonder too, because like back in the day, they used to have that right behind the register. And obviously, you know, we don't really go into a McDonald's. We'll go to the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I think they might have moved their ice cream operations to the McCafe section.
Okay.
That's like, you know, like boxed in. Because remember, they used to have those like clear dispensers.
Like, they look like jar kind of things. And
And
there was a ton. Not a ton, but there was at least, what, 4 or 5, right? I mean, as far as I can remember.
I even remember like maybe them having the peanuts in there for like the hot fudge sundaes and stuff.
Didn't they have Butterfingers too? I remember Butterfingers.
Ooh, love a good Butterfinger.
Yeah, yeah. But Oreo's my go-to. M&M's not bad, but the only problem I have with the M&M McFlurry is it kind of like the M&M's kind of, I don't want to say melt, but they kind of do melt in the ice cream and it kind of stains the ice cream and it's,
well,
I don't know.
With the M&M's, like you kind of have to like warm up the ice cream in your mouth and eat it and then like chew the M&M's up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Where like the Oreo just kind of like, yeah, you get some bites in there, but for the most part, it just kind of like texturizes the ice cream.
It does suck though sometimes when you get a McFlurry and they don't mix it up good, and it's just basically like Oreo dust on top, and that's it, and there's no cookies in it. Like that is annoying. Obviously, the worst is when you go to McDonald's later at night and their machine, quote unquote, is down. which was mentioned in the last Side of Fries episode.
McBroken, baby.
McBroken, which you can, type in your zip code or type in the location of the McDonald's that you're going to.
Share your location.
Share your location, and it'll tell you if that McDonald's McFlurry machine is up and running or if it's not up and running. So, McDonald's McFlurry, what are you rating it? What are you giving it grade-wise?
You're making me jump out of this first. I'm going to give it – and this is so tough because there's so many good items on this list. I'm going to give it – it's between a B and a B+, but I think I'm going to give it a B+.
I was going to say a B+ as well. It's not quite an A because there are – like I mentioned – if you get the McFlurry, because there's never consistency with the McFlurry. Like sometimes you're getting a lot of toppings. Sometimes you're just getting that Oreo cookie dust. Their ice cream is still good though. Like it's I love soft serve ice cream and it's up there.
Me too. Like I know obviously we're talking about the best, and if we were to just say like what we always eat, it might be a little plain sometimes. Like for me, because I'll get a vanilla cone here and there at random places. So, I mean, I love the McDonald's vanilla cone.
Well, I'll say their hot fudge sundae is a pretty good deal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the best deals around. However, if the ice cream machine's down, then you're screwed. I mean,
right. And some places don't put hot fudge on the bottom.
Yeah, and that's the best part of a hot fudge sundae. Granted, this is probably a topic for, later down on the list. So you gave it a B+. I gave it a B+. We're in line so far. McDonald's McFlurry. There you go. All right. Next on the list, one of the big players when it comes to fast food dessert. I know right out of the gate, we've already came out with McDonald's, but now we're going to hit Wendy's. So Wendy's Frosties.
It's so tough to compare these two.
Okay, it is so tough to compare these two. What is your favorite, vanilla or chocolate?
When they released the vanilla, I think maybe in high school, when I was in high school, it hasn't been like overly long, has it?
Not too long.
So I've always been vanilla since, but I love both. Like somebody handed me a free chocolate Frosty, I'd never be like, oh, this is the lesser of the two. I love them. I think probably both equally.
I think I like chocolate more just because. That's what
the OG.
That's what I grew up with is just a chocolate Frosty. And I'm not a big like chocolate ice cream guy, but like it's just different. And granted, it's not technically ice cream. It's soft serve and ice cream. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, technically they're not soft serve. Technically is not ice cream.
I got a question here.
Yeah.
Two questions, maybe a question and a pro tip. Do you dip your fries in your Frosty?
I don't too much. I mean, I've tried it. My sister definitely is a big advocate of dipping her French fries in her Frosty.
I think fries in a chocolate Frosty is a better go. Just my own personal opinion. And then also, this is something my grandma and mom used to do and is kind of clutch. If you have coffee or if you get a Wendy's coffee, let it cool down just a little bit. And sprinkle just a little bit after you eat like the top off of the Frosty, and it kind of makes it like a Jamocha shake a little bit. Pretty nice.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Do you remember when Wendy's was – I don't know if they still do it. When I checked on their menu recently, they didn't have it on there. But do you remember when Wendy's was trying to kind of compete with like the McFlurry in a way, and they were – allowing you to add toppings as well?
Vaguely, yeah, I think I do. But
it doesn't seem to have lasted too long, which rightfully so.
They built that brand on it being just basically ice cream, like a soft milkshake that they don't have to touch it, and they should be happy that they don't have to touch it.
Best deal around, though, is the Wendy's Frosty booklet.
Oh, I was going to say, or the Wendy's Frosty keychain thing. Yeah.
Like... it's the gift that just keeps on giving.
That and like anybody that does a fry book, but yeah, I agree.
All right. So what are you rating or giving Wendy's Frosty? What's the grade?
I think it's an A.
I was going to say it's definitely an A in my book. So far we got A's for Wendy's Frosty, and that's the highest rated fast food dessert so far.
We got another one coming up too.
I know. I'm hitting them hard right out of the gate with the fast food. So next on the list is the Burger King Hershey Sunday Pie. So, Caleb, I know you worked at Burger King, and you could probably tell numerous stories of you indulging in the Hershey Sunday pie and probably other things that you did to, like, modify it. But for those who maybe aren't familiar with the Hershey Sunday pie, it's ice cold and velvety. It all starts with crunchy chocolate cookie crust piled high with a cream cheese and chocolate cream filling. Generous dollops of sweet whipped topping sprinkled with Hershey's chocolate chips finished off with doesn't it have some sort of like drizzle on it too, like chocolate syrup drizzle?
Yeah,
so that was the description that Burger King gives on their menu of the Hershey Sunday pie. So what's your take on it? I have a take that probably isn't going to align with you, but go ahead.
So they have – usually this is the staple at Burger King.
It is.
And every once in a while, they'll add a couple other ones too. Like when I worked there, we had the dulce de leche cheesecake pie.
Okay.
Which
I remember that
was also amazing. But this thing, like just how like soft – like literally it's a – soft and pillowy or something like that. Like,
yes, it's very fluffy. Yeah,
it's like very fluffy. And if you're a person that doesn't like pie crust, like you're gonna like this pie crust because it's just like chocolate pie crust. Like
in the way it comes too, it's like in a cardboard box, and yep. You got to rip the tabs off, and you just eat it right out of the box.
Yep, and fold it up, and
yeah, the box. Yeah. This was my sister's go-to anytime we went to Burger King. She would always be like, Dad, I need a Hershey Sunday pie after the kids menu. And I was always like, no, I don't want one. I don't like those. And my sister and my dad would always get it. I don't know. I think as time went on, I kind of appreciated it more. But you know, it's not something that I like lose my marbles over, like, you know, the Frosty or the McFlurry, but it's not bad.
Wow.
So I know – I knew you were going to have that reaction.
I thought you liked this a lot better. But no, okay, I get it. And also, I didn't start eating these until I worked at Burger King. I didn't know they existed.
It's just a little too rich for me. I don't know.
It is very rich.
I'm going to give it a C+.
Oh. I think it's as good as – this might be libel or slander.
Okay.
But I think it's as good as or better than any Cheesecake Factory chocolate cheesecake. I know it's not a cheesecake, but I think I would rather have this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think the Cheesecake Factory, if they get chocolate in the mix, Cheesecake Factory cheesecakes aren't as good if they get chocolate in them.
All right. So I can agree with you on that to a certain extent. I remember maybe a few months ago, me and my wife, we got takeout, and there's a Cheesecake Factory not too far from where we live. So we got takeout, and I was like, oh, man, cookie dough cheesecake. And originally I wanted like a different cheesecake, but she brought up cookie dough. You love cookie dough. She kind of like convinced me to get it, right? So I got it. It was the worst effing thing I've ever had in my life, dude. I was so disappointed. I was so mad.
They have so many cheesecakes and so many like variations of things that are similar that one of those variations might be the best thing you ever had, and one of the variations might be the worst thing you've ever had.
Dude, I was so pissed. I originally wanted to get like the key lime pie cheesecake because that one's good and I've had it before. And then I'm not blaming her because she was totally like thinking of me, and like, you know, she knows I like key lime, but she also knows I like cookie dough, and she's like, switch it up. And I switched it up. I'm not one for switching things up, dude, when it comes to food. This was one time I regretted it.
Man, well, guess what? I know I just like went on and on about how great this is, and I still do think it's great. But the only reason I'm giving it the grade I do is because I still, I would say 9.9 times out of 10, get a Frosty over a Hershey pie. So I'm going to give it an A- in the sense that
A-?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Dude, no way this thing is better than McFlurry.
Oh.
You gave
a McFlurry. Well, you know what? I challenge our listeners, if you haven't had a Hershey pie, to go have one this week.
Dude, it's just okay. It's not even like
don't influence their decision.
I'd rather have a dilly bar than this thing.
Dilly bars are great though. But let them, you know, let them make their own decision. Tell us, tweet at us, Cider Fries Pod. Let us know. Text us if you know us personally. What did you think about the Hershey pie?
It's trash.
If it's better or worse than a McFlurry. And if I had slander again or libel, or I don't remember which one is verbal, but then let me know. But it's
slander's the same line. Verbal.
Okay, well. I don't know. It's been a while since I've taken PR class.
And you were a public relations major. That's funny.
Well, that everybody knows what kind of joke that is. So.
Yeah, I don't even use my degree, and I majored in journalism. All right, anyway.
Nobody does.
Anyway, moving on to the next item on the list. It's the Chick-fil-A milkshakes. I'm not a huge milkshake guy, but their milkshakes, they're pretty good. Specifically, and this was a request by my wife, and I've had this one, and she is totally 100% right about this. Their Oreo milkshake is hands down by far their best milkshake.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
I haven't, and so I can't wait.
You love milkshakes.
That.
I'm surprised you've never had a milkshake.
I love milkshakes, but I don't necessarily like
Chick-fil-A's. Oh, you've had had Chick-fil-A's milkshakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't had the Oreo one. I've had vanilla. I might have had a mixture of one of the others here and there. I do enjoy the cherry being included.
Oof, I don't like cherries.
Oh, I just gave it to Jessica, my wife. I love them. I love them being dipped in whipped cream, and then I enjoy mixing the whipped cream in when you get towards the bottom of the milkshake. So I appreciate the setup. I appreciate the care put into it. I appreciate them saying my pleasure. But I think that the milkshakes at Chick-fil-A are just okay.
Man. So what are you grading it?
I'd probably say B-.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. It's not trash. It's good. But
the body of work is there. Okay. But it just... Okay.
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm going to give it a B. I don't really care for milkshakes, but I will get a milkshake at Chick-fil-A.
And also, a lot of times, here's the thing with milkshakes, is like, usually when you get a good milkshake, you're at like an ice cream stand, right? Or like a root beer float stand or, you know, something like that. When it comes to fast food milkshakes, a lot of them are just kind of okay. So in that sense, Chick-fil-A's is a little bit better quality than most fast food milkshakes. So yes, but still to me.
I think I would take their milkshakes over Steak and Shake. And I know Steak and Shake is like known for their milkshakes.
I probably would too. But I think Steak and Shake is, I mean, I haven't been to one in years, so.
All right. So we got what? You got a B-, we got a B for, and I gave it a B for the Chick-fil-A milkshake. All right, moving on to the next item on the list, and we're going back to a familiar fast food chain restaurant, and that is McDonald's, and it's the McDonald's apple pie. So McDonald's baked apple pie is loaded, according to the McDonald's menu website, with 100% American-grown apples with a lattice crust baked to perfection and topped and sprinkled with sugar. What is your take on the McDonald's baked apple pie? Because I have a take, too, and I'm wondering if it's going to be the same as yours.
I have a tough take on it because I personally don't like apple pie.
Period. In general.
Period. Okay. In general, the only way I like, I somewhat enjoy the flavor of an apple pie with, like, you know, some ice cream, on it.
Vanilla. It's got to be vanilla.
Yes, vanilla ice cream. But, like, when it comes to the actual apple being in a pie – I love apples. I hate them.
That is the most, like, that's the weirdest take ever, dude.
I know.
That's like,
I don't like apple pie. I'm a cherry pie, strawberry pie, blueberry pie all day.
That's like my,
apple pie ever. And I know that's like America.
That's like my sister saying, I hate tomatoes, but then like puts ketchup on literally everything.
Well, I hate raw tomatoes also.
I know you.
Like, big time, especially the very...
So here's my thing with the McDonald's apple pie. Back in the day, like in the 90s, it was so good. As time has gone by, they've changed it, and it's not the same, and I don't care for it. Okay. So if I'm giving it a grade now, I'd probably say it's like a C, honestly. And I like apple pie.
Would you say that it's just kind of like now it's just like a warm apple Hostess pie.
Basically, it's just like a pie Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, like, I think you could argue that maybe a host, maybe this is a slam on them, but I think a Hostess pie is a little bit better than the McDonald's apple pie, honestly.
That's why I was curious. And a lot, I mean, the point is that theirs is warm and, you know,
it's just not the same.
I mean, Hostess.
Yeah, it's just not the same. Yeah. So I'm giving it a C.
Do you want me to rank it?
Sure. I mean, this is why we're doing this.
Okay. D minus. Yeah, I'm not gonna say F because at the end of the day, if I was stranded in the desert and needed nutrition, whatever nutrition's in a McDonald's apple pie, I mean, I'd eat it. Like,
so let me get this straight. You're stranded in the desert, and the only thing that's going to be there nutrition's apple pie.
You know, like some people carry MREs and some people carry MAPs.
Okay, moving on. MAPs. He's here all week, folks. Try the veal. All right. Moving on to the next item on the list. I think it's a very underrated item. I do enjoy this item. I don't seek it, but if I am given this item, I think it makes it all worth, you know, the while for it. And that is the Taco Bell Cinnamon Twists. And for those who don't know what the Taco Bell Cinnamon Twists, I'll give you a description. I'm sure if you're listening to this show, though, and you're a fan of fast food, you've had them. They're light, crunchy, and topped off with cinnamon sugar, best when hot.
Did they put the best one hot in there?
Or? I feel like they're best when hot, so I added that.
Okay, they definitely are. Okay.
They're good, and they're cheap. It's not something I lose my mind over, but, like, I mean, I enjoy them when I get them.
That's the thing. I feel the same, and they're also a cheap add-on. They're 99 cents.
Dude, I remember when they used to. They used to be like 50 cents.
I was gonna say they used to be 40. I think it was 49, maybe. No, I agree. And my mom would always be someone when I was a kid that would order these, and I'd like take them from her. Or do you remember when Taco Bell had the kids' meals?
Yeah.
And these were in there.
Yeah, I do remember.
So I mean. Always clutch. And you're right. Like, they're really good, and there's not really anything wrong with them. They just aren't, like you said, you just don't see
them. Yeah, maybe that's just, like, a marketing thing, and, like, I don't know, like, McFlurry or the Frosties marketed more than Cinnamon Twists. But then again, we're comparing apples and oranges at that point, too. But I'm going to give it a B. I'm going to give it a B-.
I was going to give it a B, so maybe probably in the same range there. I think we both agree that it's... You don't seek it out, but it's a
quality. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's nothing special, and I think that's why I'm giving it a B minus, because it's nothing over the top. It's just what it is. You know, it is what it is, and what it is it's solid. It's consistent, and it's always.
But it's like, here's the thing. It's like, it's consistent and solid because it's like whenever you like make. Like when you're in college, and I know that you have a different thought on this, but like you make nachos in the microwave and you put some shredded cheese and maybe some sour cream or something, and it's like, are they bad? No. Are they the best nachos you ever had? No.
Anyone who makes nachos in the microwave is
that's kind of weird. I'm just saying, if you only have a microwave and you're
doing king though, you know. I have a process when I make nachos, and that process. Does not consist of cheese whiz, cheese sauce, or microwaves. And I'll leave it at that.
But Side of Fries listeners, I have seen Chris partake in cheese sauce.
Yeah, like a baseball game. That's different. Yeah, that's a different type of nacho, and this is a discussion for another time.
Well, doesn't the Cheesecake Factory nachos have cheese sauce as well as
so
regular
cheese?
Okay. Okay, so I'm just pointing out.
That is something over the top. That is not just – it's not just a nacho with cheese sauce. It is a nacho with shredded cheese added with cheese sauce, which makes it good. If you were just being lazy and put cheese sauce on your nachos and no actual cheese, and then you're putting all the other toppings on, you're copping out. You suck at making nachos. You need to quit and not make them ever again.
Dude, you need to make – a burner Instagram account, and when you see people making nachos and they're terrible looking, you just need to comment like
those. Later in the trash. Future, we will have an episode on nachos. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Here. We will rank the restaurant. Yeah, well, we will rank I'm the in. Restaurant nachos. I know some of the best nachos.
Yeah. Are there that
Applebee's
many?
Nachos? Trash.
Okay.
Okay. Cheesecake okay. Factory nachos? Bomb. There we go. All right.
Good.
Moving on okay. to the next item on the list, because we're deviating here.
All right.
Is the Arby's yeah. turnovers. So there are several flavors when it comes to the Arby's turnovers, chocolate, cherry, and apple. According to the website, it's best when warm. They're flaky with icing on top and filling in the middle, and I will attest that they are best when warm as well. What is your go-to turnover?
So, okay. You know, I'm not an apple guy, and I'm not a chocolate necessarily on this particular item, so I'm definitely cherry every single time.
I'm not a big cherry guy. I like apple. I'd probably take the apple, but I can always remember going to Arby's as a kid, and my dad always getting the cherry, turnover. And one thing about my dad loved sweets. My dad passed away last year, and I remember, like, you know, he was kind of towards the end of his, you know, end of his life. And I remember dad, like, asking my dad, like, Dad, what do you want right now? Like, what is something that you're craving? And he was like, go to Dunkin' Donuts and get me some donuts. like the guy just lived on sweets. So I'm probably a pretty good aficionado when it comes to fast food desserts, because this guy probably had every item on this list, and turnovers he for sure had, and they were very good when they were warm. I don't really like cherry, but it wasn't bad. The chocolate one I thought was crap. It literally sucked. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to mask bad chocolate. Yeah. I think for these items too, again, not something I seek out, but when I think we talked about it before on a previous podcast, the five mm-hmm. for $5.95, this used to be one of the items you can get. So I always, when that was a thing, got a cherry.
What would you grade it?
I'd give it a B. I think it's, again, just a solid item that has no flaws really, but
yeah,
again,
I'm going to give it a C plus. It's not really up there on my list of items to get. Like, when I go to Arby's, I don't think, you know, like dessert, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing with these two is they're basically glorified toaster strudel.
They were toaster strudel before toaster strudel was a thing.
So I get that.
Like, you remember when toaster strudel came out? Like, I do. So. And that, like, basically they stole the idea.
yeah, exactly. I do remember that.
So next on the list here, Popeye's banana pudding parfait. So I have never had the Popeye's banana pudding parfait. Caleb, I don't think you have either, you said? However, there's a lot of talk of it online. The thing with Popeyes, from some of the research that I've done, they rotate their dessert items. So what they do is they're just like limited time things, and then they add something new to the list. So that's kind of how they work that. But apparently it's a pretty good item. It's a limited time item, and it features banana pudding layered over a bed of crushed vanilla wafers, topped with whipped cream, a vanilla wafer, and a sprinkle of crushed vanilla wafers. So they have like a base of vanilla wafer, then the pudding, whipped cream, crushed vanilla wafers, and then an actual vanilla wafer cookie to top it off. So very vanilla wafer heavy this item is. So no grade on this, incomplete for both of us, but I will say,
Are you a big banana pudding
I'll dabble
guy in
with
general?
It. I like just vanilla curious. Wafers. I used to love those things as a kid, so I would definitely like it.
I agree. I think if it's good banana flavor, it's definitely something that would probably be good. I haven't really opened my eyes to banana pudding mm-hmm. until later. Like, it wasn't something I did early in life, but like, if you've ever been to, like, I think it's Magnolia Bakery in New York City, like, the banana pudding there is so good.
Oh yeah, I definitely wouldn't mind trying this. All right, moving over to the next item on the list, sticking with the chicken category here, but moving over to Popeye's rival, and that's KFC. It's the KFC chocolate chip cake. So I know we talked about the chocolate chip cake on the last Side of Fries podcast, which was the KFC discontinued items. It's not a discontinued item, but we did kind of mention it. KFC doesn't have many desserts. They have cookies. They have chocolate chip cake, obviously. They used to have parfaits. They don't have them anymore. But to me, this is their best one, and it's their best dessert item. It's so good, especially when it's cold. And it's a chocolate cake with chocolate chips in it, and it has white icing on it. Now, Caleb, I don't know if you've ever had it, but I think you would like it. It's perfect with like chicken and you know the style of food that KFC is. It's like a good dessert, you know, for like a meal that, you know, like a hearty type of meal that you're going to get at KFC.
I have had it maybe once or twice. My take was that it was kind of dry. I don't know if that's a consistent thing with them. I think
you
could
argue that it definitely is dry at some times. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because maybe it's sitting in the refrigerator and it dries it out, kind of like when you put bread in the fridge. I don't know. I mean, I personally like it cool, but maybe I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah, I guess I don't really have much to add on them other than I thought it was kind of dry. For it? So,
C minus.
Probably okay. A C minus.
I would probably give it a C. I mean, yeah. It's nothing. It's good. It's not up there with like McFlurry and Frosty. But it's kind of like Arby's. Like, you know, like we said, we don't go to Arby's for dessert. We go to Arby's for other things, right? You don't go to KFC for dessert, but it's like that added thing. So.
Right.
All right. Moving on to the next item on the list, and it is Sonic and their slushies. So according to Sonic's site, it states, the possibilities at Sonic are endless with 1.3 million drink combos. So they have like base slushies, but you can mix and match and all that. Hot take, I don't like slushies. So I'm going to give this grade right now. It's going to be a D. I don't like slushies that much.
Here's my thing, and I do like slushies, and I do like Sonic slushies a lot. Usually I'll go with like a cherry lime mix, things like that. And I think, if you are a slushy person, the thing you look for in a slushy is that when you get towards the bottom, it doesn't just become ice, like where the flavor gets sucked out and it's just ice. These do have flavor all the way to the bottom, I think. So as far as slushy goes, like, I'd rather get a nice tropical snow or something like that where they put enough juice in it, or, you know, it's not the best. It's not the worst. I think it's a solid.
And maybe my grade is probably not fair because I'm just saying right now I don't like slushies, but I don't know. Just.
I'd rather get a peanut butter milkshake at Sonic, just like what I normally go to. Obviously I know Sonic's big thing is the slushie. So that's why it's on the list. But yeah, I agree. It kind of goes back to us talking earlier about, you know, I don't really eat like just sugary candy.
Exactly. Is like, and I think that's probably why dessert. I don't like slushies is for that reason. Cause it's just like, you drink that sense. Slushie and you feel like you ate your whole bag of Halloween candy as a kid. All right. Moving for on sure. to, I would say probably one of the old reliable items on the list, and that's the Subway cookie. Typically rotated through flavors that include double chocolate, which I think is trash, rainbow candy chip, chocolate chunk, peanut butter, and white chocolate macadamia nut. And recently in past food news, they're bringing back the strawberry cheesecake. Is it strawberry cheesecake or raspberry cheesecake cookie? Raspberry, which wasn't bad, but I will say my favorite is either the rainbow candy chip.
Isn't it the raspberry cheese quake? Isn't that what they call it?
That's Dairy Queen.
Am I wrong with that?
It is. Okay. It's Dairy Queen.
Oops.
I will say the rainbow candy chip is pretty solid. The chocolate chunk's not bad. The white chocolate macadamia nut's my favorite, though.
I only dabble with the white chocolate macadamia nut. I've had some of the others, like even the peanut butter. I think the thing with peanut butter cookies is most people's peanut butter cookies, including Subway, are really bland. I hate
peanut butter cookies.
If they don't put enough, you gotta basically make a peanut butter sugar cookie for it to be really good. But white chocolate macadamia nut is a very solid. Like, you may not be going to Subway anymore because us as millennials, like, we aren't really going to Subway. But like I said, when we were in, you know, Akron and it was in the Union, it was on exchange. Like,
I mean, if I'm in a pinch and there's nothing else but Subway, I'll go to Subway and I'll probably get a treat myself to a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. It's hard to find a good white chocolate chip macadamia nut cookie too, and they're up there with having a solid one.
I definitely agree with that. Like the prepackaged ones at the stores, tough to find a good one. But you're right. I'd probably say a B minus, but not because it's bad, just because I think compared to the other items.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably C plus. You got to hit it right when you go to Subway. Yeah. If they just come out, they're great. Obviously, if they are sitting in that container all day,
exactly,
they're trash. And the other thing too is like, they're usually out of like the popular ones. So like the macadamia nut is going to probably be gone. They're probably not going to have the rainbow candy chip one. There might be some chocolate chunk left. Usually though, it's the peanut butter and the double chocolate that are left. And those are the worst ones in my opinion. All right, moving on to the next item on the list. This is an item that you and I have not had. Many people probably have never even heard of this place. And it is, I believe it's pronounced Jollibee. And Jollibee is a fast food restaurant based out of the Philippines. Now, I looked it up. There are several locations in North America, such as Chicago, Texas, Pennsylvania, Toronto. And this is the peach mango pie. And honestly, it sounds good. I love mangoes. I'm not a big peach guy, but I would be willing to try this. It looks good just based on the picture. It has a crunchy crust with sweet peach and mango filling. I looked it up, Caleb. There is a Jollibee in like Erie, PA. So not too far from where we live in Ohio. Sure I want to make the trip just for a peach mango pie, but if I'm ever in the area and I see one, I might stop. I don't know why Erie, PA, of all places, has a Jollibee, but they do. I'm assuming it's probably off the turnpike or something. Incomplete grade on this, but from all the reviews that I've read, it's pretty highly regarded as one of their top dessert items.
I heard that you do have to get these, and I'm not sure if you've watched food YouTuber Ken Domic. He's recently went there. And basically it's that Jollibee is kind of like a setup where it's not in and out. Like you're going inside, you know, but like they kind of have the process of making everything there. Really, really like they're on it, and they sell like spaghetti. It's really weird. It's a weird menu. Like you said, like being based out of the Philippines, I think their palate's a little bit different, and that's like what makes them different than other fast food places. To me, the peach kind of scares me a little bit because that's a little like an apple pie to me, but I think adding the mango might make me like it. So
yeah, they had some other pies on the list, and this one seems to be the go-to pie. The other pie that I saw on there was, let's see, there was a plum, I think it was, like a plum, purple plum, like, oop.
No, I mess with plums. I don't know if you mess with
forgive me plums. If I sound like an ignoramus. An ube pie, U-B-E, it's purple, so it's not plum. it looks... Ubi pie?
Ubi pie?
And then they have Choco Mallow pie. I don't like chocolate pie, but apparently it's chocolate with marshmallow in it. It doesn't really look too appealing. But the peach mango pie, I think I would definitely try. Ubi pie. Yeah. I don't know what Ubi is. It basically looks like, just from the picture, it is got purple filling, and it looks like a pudding kind of. But yeah. Those are the three pies: peach mango pie, Ubi pie, and Choco Mallow pie. So if anyone has ever tried Jollibee and they've had the peach mango pie or the Ubi pie or the chocolate mallow pie, let us know. Be interested to hear your take on this. All right, Caleb. Last but not least on the list here is the Dairy Queen Blizzard. And before anyone says it, that it's a cop-out, me and Caleb feel like it's not, because they have a hot food section. It's not strictly just ice, you know, ice cream and cakes and stuff like that. They also serve burgers and chicken strips and stuff like that. So it does constitute as fast food. And I definitely feel like the Dairy Queen Blizzard is, you know, is tops on this list, along with the Frosty and along with McFlurry. My favorite, I don't know about you, but my favorite is Oreo. I'm assuming yours probably is the same.
It's okay. Oreo or Reese's.
I'm always going Oreo if they have the mint. I love mint too. So like if they have like the mint Oreo, I take that too.
I know. I've never been a big mint chocolate ice cream guy. The Butterfinger though, and the Heath. Not a lot of people like Heath bars, but they like Heath in stuff. The Dairy Queen Blizzard. The Blizzard takes up like the three panels of the Dairy Queen menu in the drive-thru. Like it they takes up like a full.
They panel. Have 15 different flavors so according to their website.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely their number one item. Yes, they got dilly bars. Yes, they got the ice cream cake you probably got for your birthday. Like, but their main sure. squeeze.
And an underrated item on there is the hot fudge sundae too. I will say that.
Banana split.
I mean, it's not a true solid. Banana split in my eyes, because a true banana split is chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry ice cream. They put the sauces on there instead. For the vanilla portion, because they'll do like a chocolate sauce, they'll do a strawberry sauce, and then it's what, like a pineapple sauce that they'll put on there, which is not my favorite in my opinion. But yeah, 15 different flavors. Obviously, they have your Oreo, they have your cookie dough, strawberry cheese, Quake, M&M's, Snicker, Heath, Butterfinger. They have all kinds. They even get into like during, and it's like a seasonal item, but like during the Girl Scout cookie season, they'll do, you know, Girl Scout cookie flavors, I think, too, sometimes.
Which we can do an episode on Girl Scout cookies someday, but Girl Scout cookies suck. I'm just
why would we
I'm
do an episode on Girl Scout cookies? That's not fast food.
I don't know. But maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe this is the only time we talk about it, but that's a hot take. A lot of people hate me when I say that. They're like, oh, it's for the kids. I'm like, yeah, but the cookies
Thin Mints,
trash.
That's about it. So anything else, in my opinion. Like the Samoa's trash.
All of it's trash. You can get that stuff from Keebler and it'd be way better.
So what are you giving the Dairy Queen Blizzard?
It's an A. It's
just
it's,
an A, not an A plus. Just an A. I'm giving Dairy Queen an A plus.
Oh.
Dude, if I had a choice of a Blizzard or a McFlurry, I'm taking a Blizzard every day.
Yeah, but also a Frosty. Because I gave that an
A. Yeah,
too.
That's I think that's a coin toss, in my opinion.
I'm going to give it an A because I'm going to say I don't think any. Oh, gosh. It probably is better than that, though.
All
I'm
right.
giving an A plus. A plus for the Dairy Queen Blizzard.
On the list, we decided to throw some honorable mentions on there. One of the honorable mentions I put on here was the White Castle Fudge Dip Cheesecake on a Stick. It's rich cheesecake dipped in delicious chocolatey fudge. I've never had it. Caleb, I know I asked you before the show if you had it, and you said you have not. It looks interesting. I don't know if it would be good. From what I've heard and what I've read, it's pretty good. I think they sell it in stores, so I might check it out in the frozen food section. But the fudge dip cheesecake's on there. Obviously, you could throw your Dilly Bar on there from Dairy Queen on the honorable mention list. I think you could also throw the McDonald's Shamrock Shake, which I love. Obviously, that's a seasonal item. I think you could even probably throw like the Coca-Cola slushy from Burger King. I mean, I know a lot of people like that. I don't know what your take is on that. I don't really care for it, but I know that was like.
I'm a kid that grew up bring in pop and have quit multiple times.
He
I
says
love
it like it was
slushy.
A drug. Technically, it is
a
caffeine.
Drug. If anybody that drinks pop a lot knows how tough it is to stop drinking pop, it's not as talked about as
a hard habit, I guess, to kick. Yeah. So those are some of the honorable mentions that we had on there. If there's any items on the list that we forgot or should have been on there, or you're disputing or having question, tweet us. Tweet at the show, Side of Fries Podcast. Hit us up on the gram, Side of Fries Podcast. But there you have it. That's the fast food, best fast food desserts. That was our list. That's our grades. That's how we feel about those items.
Yeah. I gotta say, outside of my dislike for apples in a baked item, I think this was our kindest list.
Agreed. And so I think naturally you're going to probably be more kind to the dessert items just because it's comfort food and it's dessert. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to think of a hot fudge sundae more as comfort food than a cheeseburger, right? I mean, some probably would argue that. But so there's the list. There you have it. Once again, just want to thank our sponsors for the podcast, Nate Bobick and Brenton Temple. Thanks, guys, for contributing to the show. If anyone else would like to contribute to the show, like I said, on our Anchor webpage, you can, which is on our Twitter account and Instagram account, you can contribute whatever you want. We don't care. But whatever you contribute, that's great, and we appreciate it. And like we said, it goes back to the show, keeps the show running for equipment and editing software. As the editing software, we have to pay like a monthly thing. So that keeps it going. But yeah, there you go. Like us on, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, subscribe to the show on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and leave us a good rating. Like I said, leave us a good rating. Caleb is still buying nacho fries for those people that are giving us good ratings. He's committed. All right, there you have it. Side of Fries Podcast, episode 8. See ya. We'll be right back.